Is it going?
I don't know, is it? It's probably going right
now. It's red.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, we got to Glenda being born.
Got to Rhode Island, and she got born.
And she got born, yeah. And she was our life. I mean, she could not have been loved more.
Remember how much she weighed?
Yes.
What?
6 pounds, 4 ounces.
Ooh, that's little, isn't it?
Well, sure, I was a little woman.
Yeah.
I wasn't that bad. Everybody thought I was 13.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah?
But anyhow, up in Rhode Island, I had several jobs before she was born. But I want to go back to one of them. I worked at a factory. I put starch in Priscilla curtains.
Now, what does that mean?
Well,
Priscilla curtain.
A Priscilla, everybody knows what a Priscilla curtain is. It's got ruffles around it.
Okay.
And anyhow, it went through a vat of starch, and it was my job to keep it on a roller and keep it straight. And I was working there. I worked there a good while. Of course, I like to never got used to the snow and the ice. But one day I got to work. I walked to work, and when I got there, I wanted to skate on the ice. So I did, and I was pregnant, 4 months pregnant, and I fell. And so they made such an emergency out of it that I didn't know it was so serious, but they had to take me to the hospital. And the hospital kept me from having her, and keep staying until it was time for her to be born. And but before she was born, I worked at a Walgreens. I was manager, and it had a fountain. I was manager of the fountain and the sandwich shop. And I'm getting to this so that you can know that Odell came up there. And so Odell needed a job. We needed to work together while she was up there, because she didn't have anything to do, and I didn't either. So I fired a girl, and I hired Odell to work. So we were two sisters that were working in there. I remember having to stay upstairs a lot and counting syrups and cokes and stuff like that. I remember that, but I don't remember anything else.
Well, see if you remember a few things. I want to ask you a few questions. How much was a coke? Do you remember?
I do not. I think it was a nickel, but I'm not for sure.
Oh.
Maybe a dime.
And a sandwich might have been?
I do not know.
Oh, okay.
And we also had eggs and toast.
Oh, yeah?
And bacon, yeah. But,
Do you know how much you got paid?
No.
Oh.
Do not remember any. And then I worked in a restaurant. I was potato peeler and dishwasher and everything else that anybody else didn't like to do. And I had a real good job. Can't remember I had another real good job, but I can't remember what it was right now. And then when Glenda was born, I didn't work anymore. And we lived in an upstairs apartment. And Clayton had bought us a car. He paid $65 for it. It was a 34 Plymouth with a rumble seat.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went into Providence one day. And me and Clayton had never seen these doors open automatically. We were in the big city.
Yeah.
And every time we'd get to a door, it opened up right before we went through it. So we had some fun. We went in and out the doors. But anyhow, Clayton didn't stop at a stop sign and got a ticket. And he just ignored it. So one night after Glenda was born, we were in the upstairs apartment, and somebody knocked on the door. And big old policeman bloomed in there. And, of course, we didn't have any money, so we had Glenda's bank. So we counted pennies and nickels and dimes to pay our ticket, because Clayton had to pay it that night.
Or go to jail?
Or go to jail, yeah.
And you probably don't remember how much that was.
No, I don't know how much that was. But Clayton liked to never learn that a rule was a rule. He didn't even believe that whenever his commanding officer or whatever he was then, I ought to know but I don't, would give him an order. He ignored it. One night he had to walk miles and miles and miles all by himself because he wouldn't memorize something. And everybody else was asleep and he was out there walking because he didn't think anybody meant anything they said, you know. That's the way he was brought up, but he didn't believe in anybody giving him orders except his mom and daddy.
Yeah.
But anyhow, Wanny got up there. We got to get to Mama now.
Okay.
We lived at Coeset, out in the country, and it was so hot. We didn't have any fans, but we did have, I found out how to turn a light on because I didn't have electricity at home, and I learned all that pretty quick. But anyhow.
So how did you turn on a light?
Well, just flip a switch.
Oh, okay. So that was new to you, huh?
Yes, it was
new. Because at home, you didn't have a switch. You lit a kerosene lantern?
A kerosene lamp.
Kerosene.
I've got them all over my house now.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
your mother came up.
So Mama came up, but before Mama got there, before the baby was born, I would walk 2 miles one way and 2 miles back in the hot sun, pregnant, because the doctor told me to walk. And down at that store that I walked to, 2 miles, there was a thermometer on the west side of the store. And it said 110 one day.
Wow.
When I was walking.
It's amazing the things you can remember.
I can remember it's 110.
Are you sure it was the west side of the store?
Yeah, I'm sure. I still know all of my directions.
Yeah, you've always had good sense of direction.
Even when I went to Los Angeles, Bernie come to L.A., he come down to pick me up, and I said, we're going north, aren't we? A little bit northwest. He said, yep. Mm-hmm. And I knew that after I got off the plane. But anyhow, Mama came.
Let me ask you something, because I've got a hunch about something. I want to ask you, did Daddy pretty much handle all the money?
He handled everything.
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 See, this is the reason I've just been thinking about this while you're talking, because I've asked you, what was the price of this, what was the price of that? You didn't know. So he knew. You never even got to touch any money, probably.
Yes, he gave me $14 every 2 weeks.
Oh, you got an allowance?
That's what our groceries were.
I see.
And our needs.
So you were able to buy the groceries?
I bought the groceries,
okay.
Yes.
All right.
And he would give me $14 every payday, and that was every 2 weeks. There's something else that I wanted to tell you. That the day Glenda was born at 8 o'clock in the morning, and the day before, way out there in the country, our landlord, they were crazy about us, the old man and old lady that owned the chicken house, and they told us where there was a hole of water, a fishing hole. So they gave us the fishing poles, and we walked miles back there.
And you're pregnant.
And I'm pregnant.
This is the day before.
This is the day before I had the baby. Yeah, I went in labor at 4 o'clock in the morning, and she was born at 8.
So you went fishing the day before?
I went fishing the day before, and we didn't know all the way back. We didn't know whether we were going to get back or not, but to us it was an adventure, you know. And we could see the fish, see all kinds of fish swimming around there in the water, but they wouldn't bite it. Yeah, that's what...
You had a fishing pole. Was it just a pole with string and a hook, or was there a cork?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Don't remember that.
Probably
I wish
because,
I could.
Probably because Daddy probably had to take over and bait the hooks.
Well, I don't know, but
yeah.
We could see the fish, but we couldn't catch them. And Mama came, and the day that Mama came, it was... When was the war over? When was the war?
44?
When, no. 40? Anyhow, the war ended.
Okay.
While Mama was up there. And Clayton was already high by the time he got home. Everybody was buying the soldiers a drink. And he didn't know when to stop. He just kept drinking. And he was dodging trees and everything in that little 34 Plymouth. And we were going downtown to see what was going on, and everybody was crazy. Everybody was drunk. And Clayton's drawers were hanging out a hole in a pair of his blue jeans. I remember seeing that, and I thought, Mama must think this is awful, because his drawers were hanging out the hole in his britches, in his jeans. But I remember that so vividly, and Mama was scared to death. She didn't know how to be as scared as she was. I mean, she didn't know to be scared. And I didn't hardly know, because I'd never seen anybody drunk, especially Clayton.
So everybody was just crazy.
Everybody was crazy drunk.
Because they were celebrating.
Yeah, they were celebrating.
Because there'd been a lot of sacrifice. As the war was going on,
for
metal and stuff like that, that you had to send to the to get melted down for ammunition and stuff,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Y'all had to sacrifice a lot.
Yeah,
you?
We did. No sugar.
No sugar.
I can't remember what else. Clayton worked in the kitchen. You'd be surprised what civilians get.
On the sly,
yeah. And he worked in the kitchen. Well, anyhow.
The kitchen of the base?
Yes.
Okay. So what
he was
do?
A cook.
He was a cook?
Yes.
Okay.
And a dishwasher and everything.
All right.
Yeah, he was a scrapper. I mean, he took care of everything.
Go for it.
And you know, I never had driven a car in my life. And one night, it was really cold. We had oil stoves, and there was a big cook stove in our kitchen, and that heated the whole apartment. But the oil tank was downstairs. And you had to be careful if you took the bottle that held the oil down there and set it on the ground, because it's liable to bust because it was solid ice. But anyhow, one night, Glenda was sleeping in the living room and we were in the bedroom. And I went in to check on her, and she was blue. She was so cold.
Oh.
We like to never got over that. We had each other to keep warm by, but she was in this crib.
Did you
that the
her
Navy
out there and put her between?
Oh yes, oh yeah. Yes. The Navy gave us the baby crib, and it was a wonder we didn't lose her.
That could have happened.
I mean.
Yeah.
And then he got out in February of 1945, I guess. And we started home in that 34 Plymouth.
Now, this 34 Plymouth, was a two-seater, and it had a rumble seat.
Rumble seat.
And what color was it? Do you remember?
It was a grayish, bluish gray.
Yeah, it wasn't anything fancy back there, was there?
No.
No fancy colors?
No, no, no.
It was green or black or gray or
right.
Blue, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all of our belongings was in that rumble seat. And we had to stay in motels and hotels coming home. And Glenda had diarrhea one night. And so we just took the bedspread and folded it up and put it in the corner of the room. And then when we were coming home, a head gasket, we blew a head gasket. We had to stay in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania overnight to get the car fixed. And then the rest of the way we started home, and it burned 59 quarts of oil coming home. But I want to tell you what a good driver Clayton was, even then. I can tell you now of other things that were just a miracle. But we hit snow at Tennessee. We was coming home in February, and the snow was in Tennessee, and there was big rigs, there was all kinds of trucks, there was cars and everything all in the ditch. We just kept a charming. We never got in the ditch, we never slept. Clayton just kept at the same speed.
Yeah.
And we got home. And Glenda was 7 months old, I think, by the time we got home. Where was that kid? We got home without any trouble except for 59 quarts of oil. But I loved that little car. I started telling you about driving it. One night, it was pretty late, and I never had driven a car. And I needed a loaf of bread. We just lived about a mile and a half from a grocery store. So Clayton said, go get it. And I drove in the snow, and I didn't know how to make it back. But it would go forward. So I knew I didn't know how to back, so I always parked at that store so that I could go around and go forward. And of course Clayton was anxiously waiting to see whether I was going to get back or not. And there was a big lamp pole at the end of our apartment, and I got it stopped. But I thought sure I was going to hit that pole.
Yeah.
And I made tracks.
Was your mother with y'all now at this
no,
time?
No. Mama came home.
Before y'all came home?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But she taught me lots of stuff, and she slept on a couch in the living room, and there was the hardest couch that ever was. But me and Clayton had the bed. And another thing that happened while I was pregnant, I craved cigarettes. I never had smoked a cigarette, but I could smell them on Clayton's breath. And after he'd leave and go to work, I'd go look for all of his butts. And I'd smoke them till they'd burn my fingers.
Well, now.
We didn't have a toilet you could flush. Well, yeah, we could flush, but we didn't have, we had a sink and a hydrant, but I don't know where the water went. It didn't go into a septic tank, I don't think. That's where my cigarette butts went.
Was this a point, and this was probably a point in history where everybody smoked?
Yeah.
Didn't it?
Well, yeah, I guess. But that's when I got started. And then after 4 months, oh, and the funny part about this that you've got to know, Clayton was sick every morning. He had morning sickness all the time I was pregnant.
Really?
He was throwing up.
That's weird.
And I wasn't. He was sick. I wasn't sick.
There's a little payback.
Oh, it was worth it to him. And I don't know when Mama came home. I can't remember. But she stayed with me until I got it down, how to do it. And I don't even, we never did have hardly anything to move. We could nearly, if we got a taxi, we could nearly take it in the taxi. We could take it in the taxi, but.
Didn't have many possessions.
We didn't have any possessions.
Clothes on your back?
Yeah.
A bag or two?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was it. And when we came home, Daddy had started building us a house. He had moved his... I got to show you something, Junior.
Okay, so your daddy, my grandfather, Papaw, Luther Hayes, had started building a house for y'all before y'all got home?
Yes.
Okay.
And
where at?
The old home place, the house, he tore down the house where I was born.
I see.
And moved it over to another hill about a mile away.
Did you use the same lumber off of that house?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah?
I think so.
I would assume that would be what they did.
Yeah, that's what they did. And I was just amazed that even though both houses faced west, the bedrooms were on the south side of the new house that he built. We called it, I wasn't there whenever they moved it all and everything, so I can't tell you about it. But in the old house, the bedrooms were there on the north side. Coldest rooms you ever saw. And I was just telling Junior when the recorder was turned off that, they would, Mom and Daddy would put flat irons or rocks in the stove and get them real hot and then wrap them and they would be at our feet in bed. But, and we had chinches. We had chinch bugs.
What's a chinch bug?
It's a bed bug.
Yeah? Did they bite?
I don't know. We never did feel them. We never knew it. Except that every Saturday, if it was pretty, we had to take the mattresses outside and spray them with kerosene. Mm. Kerosene cured everything then. Mm. If it wasn't kerosene, it was Vicks Vapor Rub. And one time when I was a kid, I've got to tell this because it's going to help somebody else. When I was about 12, I was jumping on some springs in Mom and Daddy's bedroom, and the scissors were in the springs with the blades sticking up. I have a big scar here on my leg, and one of the blades went, I jumped on it, and it went into my leg, and it just opened up. It never bled, it was just flesh, just opened up. And what they did for me, and I realize now that they stopped the blood with sugar. And now I have been reading that that's what they're using for amputees right now and everything. Soldiers and people with diabetes, they're using sugar to cure them.
That's something else.
Yes.
So you got home and you had a house that was going up.
Yeah.
Now where was this?
The house was at the old place.
Where you grew up?
Where I grew up, only it was a different location.
Right.
It was near the Big Cedar, as we called it.
Now, wait a minute. This is a house that Luther Hayes, your daddy, was building. But was he building it for himself or for you and Daddy and Mama and everybody else?
No, he was building it for me and Clayton.
Okay.
And Glenda.
Okay.
And it wasn't finished, but it didn't take him very long. And when we first got home, we fished a lot, me and Clayton. We caught 18-pound catfish one night.
Wow.
And we had a fish fry for all the bells.
Ah, so yes. The bells came over. Now that's a lot of bells, but it was a lot of misery.
Well, it was.
Right?
Yes, it was John and Hattie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I can't even remember who all it was. Those that were still at home.
Yeah.
And then Clayton started working for Mr. Laird. Laird's department store in Gatesville.
Oh, yeah.
Only he milked the cow, he strained the milk, he delivered it. Then whenever he got all of that done, he went to the store and he swept the whole store. It was a furniture store.
Okay.
He swept the whole store and then he clerked all day. He worked about 12 or more hours a day.
Yeah.
And he always paid the bills. And he bought my bedroom suit that I have now at Laird's. And it was a maple bedroom suit. And once when I was in the hospital after my family, after we married and the family and everything, he decided to paint it to the original, back to the original, because he had sanded it and everything, and he painted it mahogany. So I have a mahogany bedroom suit, and I'm thinking about now, I've got some plans for that bedroom suit. Danielle Murrow and his wife redo old furniture, especially antiques, and they make them so pretty. And then they go to shows like Junior has. They go all over and they sell their stuff.
Mm.
And I'm thinking about letting him do my bedroom suit.
Well, what are you going to sleep on?
I don't know. I've got another bed.
Yeah, I guess so.
But I can't get in it. Well, I have to have a stool to get in the one I've got, so I guess I can get a stool to... But I can't reach the bathroom fixtures. I can't reach the sink hardly. Got to reach.
Oh, my.
Yes.
So all this time, so you're back in Gatesville, and you're going to have a new house.
Yeah. It was just one bedroom and a kitchen.
Yeah.
And the kitchen was long, and the table was at one end, and the sink. He even made me a sink. We had running water by then.
Oh, good. So now, in comparison to your guest house out here, was that smaller than your guest house out here that Nathan is in right now?
About the same size.
About the same size? Well, that's good size.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's 825 square feet.
So this is in Gatesville.
This
on
is
the
out.
Property where... Mr. and Miss Hayes live.
Yeah, 6 miles out on Petcoat Road.
All right.
116.
Yeah.
And I know it. After we came home, we lived out close to Mom and Daddy out of the old home place. And we did have running water. But we didn't have a bathroom.
Did you have electricity? Or can you remember?
I don't remember whether we had electricity. No, we didn't have electricity because Min Clayton had a party. And we had the gas lamps. And we had a...
Now, wait a minute. Gas lamps?
Gas lamps on the inside of the house.
Well, now, gas.
Gas. And on the outside was a lantern with gas.
Okay.
Not kerosene, it was gas. It was a bright light.
Okay.
And I know we had an outing, but I don't remember what it was for or who came. I just know that we did have lights. And Desi and Jean were small.
Now you were about what, 19?
Oh, no, I was...
20?
Well, let's see, when... Yeah, I guess maybe 20. Seemed like I was 20 and Clayton was 19. Yes, I was 20 when Glenda was born.
Okay. So that would make Desi and Jean, what about what age?
Well, they were little.
12 years from you, right?
Yeah.
So that would make them 8 or 9?
Yeah.
When you came from Rhode Island to live in Gatesville?
Yeah.
Okay, so what about Desi and Jean? What did they do?
Well, they played with Glenda a lot. They taught her a lot of things. And Glenda was at a good learning age. In fact, when I was working at Two Goods, she would get up on the counter and sing Three Blind Mice, Three Blind Mice. And she would get all excited. She'd say, Three blind mice, see how they run. And she'd say, they all ran after the farmer's wife. She cut off their tents with this carving knife. Did you ever see such a sight in your life as three blind mice?
That was kind of an acting thing there.
Oh, yeah. It? She was ready to perform already.
Well, now, I'm a little bit confused. Now, you worked at Two Goods after you came back from Rhode Island?
Yes.
Okay, I thought that was before. Okay.
I did too, but okay. I got it all wrong.
Okay, all right.
So
she would sing.
She would perform.
What, she'd stand up on the counter?
On the counter.
Yeah.
If she could have danced, she'd have danced. But she never had seen anybody dance, I don't guess. But people would come in just to hear her sing Three Blind Mice.
Boy, good advertising, huh?
Yeah.
Here's the show.
And she wasn't bashful about it either.
Yeah.
And so that was the beginning of Glenda. And then she was singing in all of the choirs and so forth. And then she went to college at Temple Junior College, and she was with, I believe she was with the Polyphonics then. I know she was with something then. That was.
Well, we'll get to all of that. That really skipped about 20 years, though. We're gonna kind of back up a little bit. And anything that you can remember about Glenda, anything else, while y'all lived out there, you saying Desi and Jean taught her a lot of things?
They taught her a lot of things, yeah.
Did they? And they were like 8 or 9. So they were teaching her how to be a girl, huh?
Uh-huh. And they're teaching her songs. I can't remember the songs now because I was working.
So they were So I guess Glenda was staying with Mamaw and Papaw.
Yes, Mama kept them.
Okay, so
kept
that,
her.
Okay.
She became a grandma and grandpa girl.
Yeah.
Papaw, Mamaw and Papaw.
And now where was Daddy working?
Laird's.
Oh, and he was working at Laird's, and you were at Two Goods.
Well, no, I still wasn't at Two Goods until... Well, yeah, I was at Two Goods then, because Glenda was performing at Two Goods.
Right.
So that was 1947 and 48, because... I don't know when I got pregnant in 48. Well, she was born in October, so I got pregnant in January. And I know where we lived. We lived in Killeen at the time.
Now, wait a minute. Where did Killeen come from? Now, this is after Gatesville?
No, this is before Gatesville.
Oh, okay. Well, tell
yes,
me.
It was after Gatesville.
Okay, so when you were living at Gatesville, that's when you were working at Two Goods, Daddy was at Laird's, and Glenda sang on the, she was standing on the counter. At some point, y'all moved to Killeen.
Yes, whenever Mr. Woods hired us for the sweet shop, we moved to Killeen, and we lived on College Street.
Okay.
And we didn't know about pipes bursting, but it was a bad winter. And the pipes bursted at our house, and the living room, all the house was full of water. And all of it was running out of the house, even, and it was ice.
Oh.
It was something else. We didn't have anybody to tell us what to do, and we had been living in Rhode Island in the city, you know, remember?
Yeah.
And so you didn't have to watch your pipes then. But you really had to watch your oil or it would run out. I was just thinking a while ago, I was telling you back then, the being blue.
Yeah.
The oil ran out.
Yeah.
During the night.
So you were in Killeen and you were both soda jerks.
Well, we had quite a business. We had, Coney Islands was our thing.
Yeah.
And hamburgers and malts and shakes. Cokes, well, everything. And we made our own chili. Mm-hmm. And we made it Two Goods recipe. And the same thing I'd been doing in Two Goods. And finally, Mr., what was his name? Weeks was his name. He moved to Killeen. I bet he bought the sweet shop. I just bet you, it's the first time that it entered my mind.
Really?
I bet you he bought the sweet shop. But Mr. Woods is dead now, so I can't find out. But anyhow, and Mary was born in 48.
Where at?
Gatesville.
So did you happen to move back to Gatesville from Killeen?
No, we took her from, I went into labor in Killeen and we drove to Gatesville.
And you had her at the hospital?
At the hospital.
Yeah. Now Glenda was also born in a hospital.
Yeah, but that was in Rhode Island. Yes.
Okay. And then Mary was born in the hospital in Gatesville. Same
as you.
Same as I. And so y'all had Mary and then you moved, you were still in Killeen, you went back to Killeen with her?
Yes.
Okay. Did Mary, did you continue to work or did you have to stop working because you had two kids to watch?
I had to stop working. And I didn't keep them in a nursery or anything. And we lived on South 7th Street, North 7th Street, in an upstairs apartment. And you had to put a quarter in every time you ran out of gas. It was a gas stove. And it would run out right in the middle of cooking supper. And I'm trying to remember what all happened then. Not much happened.
So was Daddy working at the soda shop?
At the VA.
Oh,
he was working at the VA by the time.
Y'all were living in Killeen?
Yes.
And he was traveling?
No, we were living in Gatesville. After we moved from Killeen, whenever he got a job at the VA hospital.
To Gatesville?
We moved to Temple.
Okay.
We moved to Temple.
To 57th Street?
No, to North 7th Street.
North 7th?
An upstairs apartment, yes. And it got cold there too, but we didn't have any pipes burst on us or anything like that. And nothing much happened. And then all at once, Clayton was having to hold one or two or three jobs for us to make it. I wish I could remember his salary. I think I told somebody it was $2,900 a year, and it's bound to have been $29,000 a year.
No, it wasn't. Couldn't have been then.
At the VA?
No, there's no way it could have been.
Well, $29,000-something.
I want to ask you something else that's in the back of my mind. When or did you live on the property of Dr. Robinson?
Yes.
Do you remember much about that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, is that before Mary or after Mary?
That's after Mary.
After Mary. Okay. Tell us about Dr. Robinson's place, a nice place between Temple and Troy.
Yes.
Because I know about it. I mean, I don't know much about it, but I know where it is because
yes.
You showed it to me. That was me. So tell us about Dr. Robinson.
Well,
how you met him. And
okay, Clayton was still working at the VA, but he always had to have outside jobs. And so he started working for Dr. Robinson. Dr. Robinson was a doctor at King Daughters. And he had a big four-bedroom house. And then he had a lot of property around it. And we lived in one of his, we lived in his little house that was up near I-35.
Right.
But down at his house, Clayton kept the lawn mowed, the rooms cleaned, everything was, he kept going.
Did you work in Dr. Robinson's house?
No.
Cleaning or anything?
No, no, I didn't. I had two kids to take care of.
That was your job?
That was my job. And we lived in this little house that had a bedroom, well, two bedrooms, and a kitchen. And I don't think it had a bathroom. No, we still
I was didn't. Always under the impression that that house was very small.
It is. It was. And we liked to froze to death. All we could keep warm with was heaters. Electric heaters. And one year Clayton raised chickens in the other bedroom. He had a brooder house in there. He raised chickens because he had to raise something all the time. And he was an outdoorsman, boy. He wanted to go fishing and hunting and all of that stuff. And he never got enough of hunting. So that's the reason we wound up with this place. He got plenty of hunting then. And then he came home one day and he had bought a house and 2 acres. I never knew anything that he was going to do. He never told me about it before. Even this place that we're living on, I never even knew. He bought it without me.
He didn't need no woman telling him.
He didn't.
Or giving him any advice.
That is right.
That's exactly right.
That's exactly right.
He was very headstrong.
Yes.
And in charge.
In charge.
Yep.
And I'm glad it was, although I didn't know how to ride a check hardly whenever I had to. But anyhow, there was a spring, a big spring, out there close to Dr. Robinson's house, a little creek and a spring. And the spring was deep. It was about 10 feet deep. And everybody loved to swim in that spring because it was so cold, but me. So he threw me in one day. And I had to get out, I had to swim out. And but I don't like swimming to this day. I don't like the water.
Well, now there, I'm remembering a picture of Dr. Robinson's house, a lot of trees around it, and a lake. Is that where the spring was?
Yes.
Because there's still a lake there right now.
Oh, there is. Well, it's come there since.
Dr. Robinson's place is now an RV.
Yes.
Park.
Yes.
And one of these days, if I can find out exactly where your house was up there on the road, I'd like to go up there and dig into the ground and see if there's any relics under the ground there. Mm. I think I know where the house was.
Well, it's probably...
But I don't know exactly, and I don't know if even you could show me where it was. But I think it would be really neat to go up there and maybe find something with your name on it.
Oh my.
In metal or something, maybe a dog tags or something that's got y'all's name on it or something.
Well, we had lots of chickens.
Just dig around up there. Anyway, I want to ask you something else about, you said he always had to raise something. When did he get into bees?
Oh, he was into bees from the very beginning.
Because his dad was a beekeeper.
Yes, his dad was a beekeeper.
All right.
And we bought, 40 stands of bees. And some of them were out at Buck's house.
Right.
And I don't know, even out here, even when we moved out here, in 74, we had bees.
Not very many, but you had just a few hives.
Yes. And they got mites. And people will always remember the mites. And it would just kill a hive. And so we went out of the bee business, and we cleaned and scraped and everything, and what do I want to call it?
Exterminated the mites?
Yeah, we got rid of them. And we sold the hives for a dollar. I forgot what we sold them for. But they all sold. And everybody has still got bees that bought bees from us.
Mm.
But bees now, if you keep up with it, if you ever listen to the TV or anything, we don't hardly have bees anymore. Yeah.
They're disappearing.
They're disappearing.
Yeah.
And even the old killer bees are coming in and breeding with the domestic bees. But Clayton had a lot of bees, even out here. At another place, he had bees. And he had Randall. One night when Clayton was moving, Randall Brewer was helping him move bees out here. And I don't know what happened, but Clayton had 39 stings.
Mm.
And I'm pretty sure that I took him to the hospital that night, and they pulled the stingers out of him. And he didn't care much about bees after that. But we even had bees out here. And so he came on one day, and he had bought 2 acres and a house. And it was on South 57th Street. And we didn't have water at that time. It was cistern water, and we bought water by the truckload. And it was put into a cement cistern.
Okay.
And piped into the house. So it was just like having running water and